And we're back on Sunday Morning Live, Houston's only R&B station. I am Dr. J. Thomas Smith, along with Val Wilson. It's 9:30. You can listen online at myhoustonmagic.com. And in this segment, our guest is Dr. Tom Clawson, president of the National Board for Certified Counseling and its other entities, as well as Sherry Allen, who's the executive director of the NBCC Foundation, an affiliate of the National Board for Certified Counselors. Good morning, Dr. Clawson, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning to you, Dr. Smith.
How have you been?
Okay, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has been a long time. I guess it wouldn't hurt to share our little insight. You and I did co-hosted a radio show about, it's been about 10, 15 years ago now.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Counseling this week, that was an interesting program, and of course, I enjoyed that very much. Of course, Ms. Allen, is she with you at this time, or she'll be calling in separately?
She's calling in separately, and they had a little trouble on the line, but I can see her calling in right now.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, again, recently the National Board of the NBCC Foundation announced that the National Board for Certified Counselors Minority Fellowship Program, and of course, this was made possible by a grant awarded to NBCC by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, the scholarship or the fellowship and the relationship with SAMHSA?
You bet, J. Thomas. I've been understanding this program for a number of years, and about seven or eight years ago, we decided that counseling should have this too. It's something that other mental health professions have been receiving for some time. And the idea behind it is to provide doctoral level fellowships for students who are in KCREP programs. That's our accrediting body, and we want to make sure that that the best of the best of the minorities are coming through the system, and this is probably the biggest grant in counseling. It's a terrific one.
I think it is, especially at that $20,000. Now let's explain also what KCREP is. First of all, let's deal with the National Board is the entity that gives the national certification for counselors. That's the highest credential in the counseling field, and of course, you now provide the exam that is used in all of the states to license professional counselors. That's correct?
I think you've been doing your homework. That's absolutely correct.
Of course, well, I'm a member.
And of course, in Texas, that's important, too.
Yes, since we were the last state to come on board, weren't we?
One of the last. Actually, California was the last.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They're very jealous, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody who is a licensed professional counselor in Texas right now is probably an NCC, and those who are on track to be going into a doctoral program can benefit from these grants.
That's right. And what we're making sure is that we get the highest qualified people we possibly can. What we see this, you know, we think in a 10-year period, and so we're talking about over 200 minorities who will receive these doctoral fellowships. That's a big impact on our profession.
Absolutely. And if not, and number one, they're the best of the best going in, so obviously they're going to be high quality coming out, and the services that they'll provide to the community at large, I mean, just when you looked at that exponentially as it spreads out, they will have a great influence.
Well, we know that their influence is going to be to bring more minorities into the profession, too, and that's what's important for the public.
Now, is Ms. Allen online yet?
I am. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Ms. Allen. That's Sherry Allen. She's a National Board Certified Counselor, Certified Clinical Mental Health Counselor, LPC, and is the Executive Director of the NBCC Foundation. And so how has these new scholarships affected the excitement around the field?
Well, we've gotten just a huge number of inquiries when we first announced the availability We could hardly keep up with them. The inquiries every day, people interested, wanting more information. And thus far, we're getting a large number of applications as well.
Now, I understand that you have 24 fellowships. Is that each year?
Yes, up to 24.
Okay.
That's correct. And we have the flexibility for the award to match the expenses that the fellow would have. So we may have fellows coming, say, from a private institution or those from a public institution, and we can tailor the award so it best meets their needs.
Okay, and I guess the big question everybody is wondering right now, well, how do I qualify? How do I apply for this fellowship?
Well, the easiest way is to go to www.nbccf.org. That's the National Board of Certified Counselors Foundation website. And right on the homepage, you'll see an icon for the Minority Fellowship Program. So people can go there and they can apply through the website. If they don't have access, they can also call us at the NBCC number 336-547-0607, and we'll be glad to get them the information.
Now, I understand the deadline is coming up pretty soon, so obviously folks have to act quickly. When is that deadline?
Absolutely. It is the end of this month, February 28th, and we will be firm on that deadline.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important. They're going to be firm on the deadline, so you should be acting right now. In fact, you should be shutting down that website right now with so many inquiries.
That's right. We would love to have that problem.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about what are some of the other certifications that the National Board has.
We have, in fact, you have some of them there, too.
Yeah, I've got several of them.
The Master Addictions Counselor, the CCMHC, the Mental Health Counselor, Clinical Mental Health Counselor Certificate, and the NCSC, the National School Counselor Certificate. So we have those three specialties besides having the National Certified Counselor. We have 52,000 now.
Wow. And I think it's really important for LPCs since the Veterans Administration recently put the LPCs on board to provide services to veterans. That's correct?
That's absolutely right. That's another, this fellowship we're talking about took some lobbying in Congress, and the same thing was true with the VA. We have to lobby to make sure that these types of things get done.
Yeah, and it's you've been at the helm of the National Board for a number of years, and obviously the politics, it's amazing how the acceptance of or the states using the National Board's exam to qualify applicants in their various states. I mean, it started off with just a few, and to have gotten to all 50 is really quite an accomplishment and says a lot about the credential itself.
Well, it's the top one in the field, and we act like we have a competitor. We don't, but we try to act like we do, so we stay strong and keep our standards high and keep raising them too.
Yeah. Now, you know, I think the fact that SAMHSA got behind the program and provided these minority fellowships has to do with the fact that it is not uncommon. It's not common, or I should say, it's more uncommon for there's not a lot of high quality counseling services in a lot of in the minority communities across the country. There are not a lot of clinicians who are of the same ethnic background as perhaps the persons that need service.
That's correct, and that really was the impetus for SAMHSA. This program actually has been around for over 40 years, but we have just been able to launch it within the counseling profession. So there's been a recognition of that disparity for a long time, and we're just so pleased that counselors now can be a part of growing the resources for those communities who need that resource.
Yeah.
And do you find that patients tend to do better? You have better results when they are working with licensed professionals that tend to look like them?
I think what we find in the research seems to bear it out is in terms of that an initial relationship or being willing to seek out services, that people do tend to have less reticence in seeking that out if the provider is from their community. That being said, there's also strong evidence that people who are skilled in working with diverse populations don't have to be from that community in order to be skillful and very helpful. But that outreach piece, if you can't get them in the office or you can't get in the door to them, you can't help them.
Absolutely.
So that is a critical piece.
And, of course, the history of the facts point out that early on, it may still be true, but minorities tended to fall out of counseling early on in the process in the past. And obviously with culturally diverse counselors, they have a better way of, they're more skilled at retaining them. So that's very, very, very important.
I have a question. For those of us in the lake who are laymen, what do we look for when you're looking for this licensed professional counselor? Because obviously there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for the best quality, the best professionals available to you, what do we look for? Do the alphabets behind the name, I know they matter, but what specifically do we look for?
Those alphabets really do help a lot. And what we tell people is, first of all, in every state, if you're getting any kind of help, you have to work with a licensed person. And that's kind of like the first hurdle as far as a professional. It means that somebody definitely has the academic background, they've had the right training, they've had the right practice, and they've passed some kind of an exam. Actually, it's going to be our exam, one of our exams. But after that, it's really a good idea to check with professionals in your area, because like anything, medicine or plumbers, there are the best of the best, and there are those who are adequately qualified. The other part of that is that there's personality issues, particularly with when you're looking for mental health help, there's some people who just don't click. So you want to try people out and make sure you feel comfortable with a counselor or a mental health professional before you go into a long-term relationship.
Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're talking with Sherry Allen, Executive Director of the National Board for Certified Counselors Foundation, and Dr. Thomas Clausen, President of the National Board for Certified Counselors and its affiliates. If you've got questions, perhaps about mental health, perhaps about your cousin in the back room there, and I said a little jokingly, you know.
Hope you laugh, Doc.
Hope you all don't mind. It's just trying to get you involved here. Anyway, it's 9:43, 17 minutes before 10 o'clock. Now, and it is true, we do need more counseling. We look at the situation and at the schools, the shootings, the aftermath of that, the hurricanes and the like. The National Board for Certified Counselors has always sent volunteers in to do counseling in those tragic situations. Is that correct, Dr. Clausen?
It sure is. And some places probably you don't know about. Not only 9/11 and Hurricane Rita, but we've been doing some other work in what we call the Mental Health Facilitator Program, which is it's more like a first responders mental health training program. So we've been in Sichuan, we've been in Bhutan, we've been in Malawi, all over the world with that type of training.
Mm. Yeah, and now we do have also a relationship international, a new program, a more recent program, is we have an international wing of the National Board?
We sure do. NBCC International is a division of NBCC. We do work in about 30 countries, and our main project is to help countries develop their standards for counselors, because there sure are a lot of countries with no counseling at all. and we kind of help them get started. Other places would really surprise you. When we went into Venezuela, we found that there were 20,000 counselors there.
Wow!
So there, you know, that mental health is around the world, and one of the things we want to do to make it stronger in the United States is to make it stronger around the world.
And that makes sense.
Let's get that website again where folks can get the information on the minority fellowships, please, Dr. Allen.
It's Ms. Allen, and yes. That website is www.nbccs.org.
And the phone number, once again, please.
Area code 336-547-0607. And, of course, that number is answered on regular business hours.
Okay.
Now, the fellowships are available to graduate students working on their master's and their doctoral programs.
I'm really glad you asked that question. Actually, the fellowships are for doctoral students that either are currently in their doctoral program or have been accepted into a KCREP-accredited doctoral program. The foundation also awards scholarships for individuals working at the master's level. And thus far, we have scholarships for those who intend to serve rural populations, who intend to serve military communities, who are focusing on career services and development. And now these fellowships give us the opportunity to develop master's level scholarships for minorities and those going to serve those populations. So that's another reason we're so excited about the opportunity. It gives us the platform to develop that resource at the master's level as well.
Oh, great.
Miss Allen, I have a question.
This is Sherry.
Hi. If you receive your master's, just say a decade ago, and you're interested in the doctoral fellowship program, is this possible?
Absolutely. One just needs to be accepted into a KCREP-accredited doctoral program for counseling.
Excellent.
Assuming that information can be found online.
Yes.
It can be at that same website. Just go to the www.nbccf.org. And if you look on the right-hand side of that webpage, you'll see an icon for the Minority Fellowship Program.
Okay, let's go to line three. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Thomas Clausen and Miss Allen. Good morning. Good morning. You're on Sunday Morning Live.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Who am I talking to?
My name is Zandra Rideout, and I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, have mercy. Okay. You're listening online?
Well, no, but I have a girlfriend that's there that's listening that knows this is my field of interest, and she's on my other cell phone trying to get me to plug in.
Oh, great, Zandra. Well, welcome to the program. Do you have a question for Dr. Clausen or Ms. Allen?
Yes, I was wondering if my interest is to enroll in a program for clinical counseling. I'm in mental health counseling, and I'm here I work with the homeless in a program through the Social Security Administration for SOAR, and I was wondering if there's anything I could do online that would associate me with your program or provide training or additional education in this field. Online, because I'm in North Carolina. That's why I'm concerned.
Okay. The question is, are there online doctoral programs that one can engage in?
Yes.
Yes, there are. And, in fact, if you go to our website and look at the Minority Fellowship Program information, you'll get a link to the KCREP. That's the accrediting body for counseling programs. You'll get a link to that site, and you can do a search for both geographically based universities, and there are a number that are primarily online resources as well.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful to hear. I'm grateful. And the website, again, I just want to make sure it's
yes.
nbccf.org or .edu?
.org.
Okay. And, of course, the National Board's website is nbcc.org. Of course, you can learn about all the specific certifications that the National Board offers, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Thank you so much, and it's wonderful that you're doing what you're doing.
And thank you, Zandra, and good luck to you and your doctoral program. And, obviously, you're doing some great work there, too, working with the homeless.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much. I do enjoy it.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Dr. Clausen, hey, I'd like to thank you so much. And of course, Ms. Allen, I'd like to thank you both for being a part of the program. And I'm going to have to give you a call and see what else you all are doing and how we can better serve the country with your programs.
You are quite welcome. And we're really pleased to have been on the call, Jay Thomas. That was a great opportunity. And have us back anytime you want.
Okay. Thank you both. Have a great afternoon. And a great week. Wait, do you have another question?
Well, I was just going to give the website.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few calls. The website, again, www.nbccf.org. When you go to the website, you click on the icon for Minority Scholarships. You can call 336-547-0607. Keep in mind the deadline for application is February 28th.
All righty. Thank you both once again.
A pleasure.
All righty. It's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock.